Hi, everyone. This is Eric Sparrow with another Sparrowism Movement edition. First, I want to say thank you to everybody who has commented and checked out the website at www.sparrowism.com. Today, I want to talk about leadership and the quote that I have for you that I'm going to be talking about is, "A leader with great words has the ears of the people, but a leader with great action has the heart of the people." This is so important in today's society. With everything going on, leadership is essential and something that is needed, not just wanted, but needed for everyone in some type of facet or way. For me, when I think of the word lead, and I actually have a course that I'm working on, and I have a module that I've just completed that breaks down the acronym for LEAD, which is learn, educate, adapt, and develop. And I break down, first you have to learn. You have to learn not only what you need as far as being the SME, the SME, the subject matter expert for whatever you're teaching or training, but also learning the individuals that you're teaching, making sure that you understand their learning styles, the VAC learning style, visual, audio, or kinesthetic, and making sure that you learn first. And then educate them is the second step. Adapt, you have to adapt for any of the things that may be missing through giving them a lot of information, making sure not to information dump. And then develop, making sure that they're developing, assessing where they're at, some quizzes, making sure that you're finding ways for them to get the material. When I think about leadership and I think about the quote and getting back to that of how to lead, a lot of times, especially in a spiritual aspect for preachers, teachers, pastors, ministers, I say people, especially in these times, need a real good message, not a feel-good message. And a lot of times there are messages that are emotionally riveting and impactful and pushing, and they don't have a lot of real things that just are so clear and concise and that somebody can really, you know, take and do something with. And that is what we really truly need, is more of the teaching of a, not that the feel good message is, oh, I see it, you're going to get $1 million. No, but what are the real steps, the conjugal proportionate steps that you can take to be able to possibly get, you know, that amount of money or whatever you're looking for in life? And that is going back to the quote of, an ounce of action outweighs a ton of words. So today, I really want you to think of what way you are either a leader or being led. And does it make you feel good, or do you think that it's real good? Take time to truly ask yourself that question and make sure that if you're being led, you're being fed as much as you're being asked to do different things that benefit your leader or leadership or wherever you're at, whoever you're with. It's very important to make sure that you have that balance, because if you're being asked to cook the meal and you're not getting a plate to eat, that is imbalanced. So make sure that you understand the words and that the words connect to actionable steps. Because in this day and age, in this time that we're in, we need people to not say everything's going to be okay, but to say this is how we make it okay. This is my Sparrowism for today, the Live for Five. Thank you for tuning in. Please reach out to us on the website and leave a comment below. Thank you.